This is Tumbleweed Smith. A visit to the Bailey Bunkhouse in a moment on The Sound of Texas. 10 miles north of Palestine, in the woods, is a unique structure called the Bailey Bunkhouse.
We built this place for accommodation of our kids, grandkids, and friends, and everything. We have slept at least 27 people in it. It's 30 feet wide and 30 feet long. It's built like a Dutch-style barn.
Bob Bailey and his brother Bill built it while they were working and living in Dallas.
We worked on this place for 7 years. We'd come down here on Friday night and stay till Sunday and go back to Dallas and be wore out when we'd get back to go to work.
They were very frugal about spending money on the project.
All the money that we spent for material was about $500. All that's counted the flooring and the outside siding. And this house is built with crate lumber. Big crates like they use in building these high-rise buildings where they got big sheets of glass. Some of them crates was 12 foot long.
Glass crates?
Yeah.
They hauled big plate glasses?
Yeah,
big ones. What kind of wood
is
it?
Well, it was oak. You'd have to take a drill and drill a hole in it to even put a nail through it.
The bunkhouse has a complete kitchen and beds upstairs in open barracks style. There are bedrooms downstairs.
They're only 10 by 10, but people had never complained about it not being king-size beds in there. They had too much fun doing other stuff.
Did you have a plan to start out with?
Yes, sir. I had a piece of graph paper. I marked the spots where the telephone poles go, and we built it on 16 telephone poles.
The poles were buried without concrete, but they are very solid in the ground.
We dug a hole 4 foot deep.
They came from a telephone pole recycling center. The house is extremely well built.
A friend of mine, he said, man, if we ever have a tornado come on here, I'm going to come over to the bunkhouse.
The inside is fun to look at. It has a fireplace, interesting things on the walls, antique items are even displayed on the exposed telephone poles. The brick at the entrance came from Greenville Avenue when the bricks were being removed so the street could be paved. Some people stay in the bunkhouse for a long time.
We have rented it a year at a time.
Bob Bailey of the Bailey Bunkhouse, 10 miles north of Palestine. I'm Tumbleweed Smith with The Sound of Texas.